research analyzing more than 2 million tracks on Spotify discovered the platform's AI and recommendations are narrowing what listeners hear, limiting the discovery of new artists. With streaming now a dominant way Australians consume music, the Australian music industry is asking whether algorithmic playlists are reshaping the musical landscape. The Wire's Thomas Kudus asked Dr. Mohsen Malik from Swinburne University whether he thinks algorithmic pressure is impacting upon the consumption of music and upon radio audiences.
It's not about that people have been being pulled away from Australian music. It's just that the new or the emerging medium through which now digital music is being streamed, Spotify, what they're doing is that they want to get the users hooked up to their platform, to their software, as long as they can. And for that, they have to make sure that what they are suggesting to the users in terms of the AI recommended playlists, it meets their taste. So what that whole phenomenon is now doing is that it's showing the users what the platform, like Spotify, think that they would be liking. So in that case, those artists who are more familiar or more popular, and there is evidence in the training sets of algorithmic playlists that people are likely to be listening to them. So what Spotify does is that they recommend that music that the users are more likely to listen to and thus continue their engagement with the platform. So in that case, some artists may be disadvantaged, which we found in our research. So what we found was that those artists who are not yet established, who are not very popular, they would find it difficult to break into the AI playlist. So A, it's not all musicians, all artists, it's some who have not been established. So in essence, what the platform is doing is that it's enhancing the inequalities that were already there in the music ecosystem. So that's the answer to your first part of your question. Now, I do understand now radio is different. People now find it more convenient listening to Spotify because, you know, what they want to be listening, that's already being, you know, suggested to them. They don't have to do anything. It's very convenient. You know, just keep listening to what you like and these.
If Spotify is favouring certain types of tracks, does that create a listening environment where radio with human curation becomes harder to compete with?
If the users are, or those who are listening to, they're happy with whatever being recommended to them, then, you know, it would reinforce Spotify's AI recommendation and potentially what we call as a feedback loop. So if the users are not skipping the songs that are being recommended to them and they're happy listening to them, the algorithm will keep reinforcing. And that is what we refer to as a sort of a bubble where users are just being shown or being reinforcement of their own taste. And by that, they wouldn't be exposed to diverse music.
Do you see a future where algorithm-driven platforms dominate so completely?
If we believe on the stated mission of Spotify, which is more artist-friendly, which wants 1 million artists, almost all artists that are there, they want them to make a livelihood out of their music, then I think Spotify, as the time goes by, along with these researchers that are, you know, trying to bring the nuances of what's happening there. So I think instead of going the other extreme where algorithmic playlists dominate in a way where these inequalities are further exaggerated, I think all stakeholders must work together and try to come up with new approaches, you know, new ideas, new algorithmic designs where we give more space going with the equity perspective rather than the fairness perspective and giving more opportunity. That's what we hope for, and that's what we think if new research like ours bring these aspects, you know, more prominent, I think people would take those on board. Thanks.
Dr. Mohsen Malik, Associate Professor at Swinburne University, speaking with The Wire's Thomas Kudus.